Module 7, Develop an Apprenticeship Plan. Session 2, How a Disappointing Reception Changed the Way Catechumens Became Part of the Parish Family. Objective, Learn how to get the whole parish to warmly embrace the child catechumens. Many years ago, at a lovely reception after our parish Easter vigil, I sat with a family whose 3 children had just been fully initiated. We all enjoyed the cake and punch while the kids opened the gifts that their godparents had given them. All around us, parishioners mixed and mingled, aglow in the glory of the Easter vigil. Yet, I am sad to say, no one, other than the parish staff, came up and spoke to the family. On that night, I vowed that would never happen again. I would be sure that the children in the RCIA and their families would be more dearly embraced by the parish, and in turn, that we'd spend more time with the community rather than isolated in our cozy little classroom. Win-win. More connection and more people at the vigil. This would be a win-win. I thought that if we had the children's RCIA group more visible and active in the community, then everybody would win. First, child catechumens would win. The catechumens and their families would be more immersed in the community of disciples and thereby learn more of the Catholic Christian way of life. Second, community members would win. More people from the parish would come to the vigil because they would know the catechumens and want to come, welcome, support, and celebrate with our newest members. Point 3, more people at the vigil is a win for the entire parish. We are all renewed and strengthened in faith by our participation in the Paschal Mystery at the Easter Vigil. So, we started the ministry of sponsoring family as a way to get RCIA families more immersed in parish life. Sponsoring families help the new folks feel connected to the parish. I strongly believe that one of the best ways to ensure that a catechumenal family is not only connected but formed by the Christian community is by pairing them with a sponsoring family. Or another option is to have an individual sponsor or sponsor couple. Not only does a sponsor or sponsoring family help the catechumenal family connect to the community, it takes some of the work and worry off you. You have so many responsibilities, it's hard to keep track of how well the catechumenal family is being integrated into the parish. Give that job to the sponsor. In addition to helping the catechumenal family, asking sponsoring families to take a responsible role in the formation of a child and family helps to engage more parishioners in the process of initiation. Remember, initiation is the responsibility of all the baptized. See number 9 and Canada number 9. Furthermore, on several occasions, we have asked a parish family to serve as a sponsoring family. The experience has transformed a marginally active family into an active parish family. By this, I mean to suggest that you should be open and broad in your recruitment of sponsoring families. Look beyond the folks who already do everything in the parish. RCIA can be a journey of conversion for sponsors too. Besides accompanying the catechumenal family to parish social service and worship events, ask sponsoring families to also do some or all of the following. First, introduce the catechumenal child and family to others in the parish. Number 38. Canada number 38. Invite the catechumenal family to your home. Talk about family prayer, grace before meals, prayers before important occasions, the rosary, Advent prayers, or other family traditions. Actually pray together. Make it super simple. Prayer often needs to be taught through modeling. Many catechumenal families don't know how to pray. Visit other Catholic churches or Catholic institutions in your area. For example, St. Mary's of the Woods College, home of our newest American saint, St. Mother Theodore Guerin, is in my city. I asked sponsoring families to take a field trip to visit Mother Theodore. This is also a good thing to do around the Solemnity of All Saints. And lastly, or one of the last things a sponsoring family can do, is stand up with the catechumenal family during the rites. That's an important job of the sponsoring family, the entire Christian community. Certainly, sponsors and sponsoring families do not have the sole responsibility for helping the catechumens and their families, quote, become familiar with the Christian way of life, end quote. Number 75.2, Canada, number 75.2. As paragraph 75.2 continues, they are, quote, helped by the example and support of sponsors, godparents, and the entire Christian community, end quote. Here are some other ways to encourage the parish to give help and examples to the catechumens. Pray for the catechumens in the general intercessions at Sunday Mass, number 83.2, Canada, number 83.2. Pray for the catechumens in your religious education programs, youth ministry, and in your Catholic school. Pray for the catechumens through the bulletin and the parish newsletter. Ask the parish social committee or evangelization committee what they could do to welcome the catechumenal family. Have everyone in adult and children's RCIA participate in a parish function together. Go to the parish festival together. Make sandwiches for the soup kitchen. Attend the Our Lady of Grace or Our Lady of Guadalupe celebration. And don't leave it to chance. However you decide to organize and structure 75.2, please don't leave it to chance, as I have done on a number of occasions. In the past, I thought, our parish is so friendly, it's easy to get to know people. Unfortunately, I could tell tales of catechumenal families kindly admitting, we really don't know anyone in the parish, even after they'd been in the catechumenate for weeks or even months. Don't let this happen to your catechumens. Take time to structure the way your community gives help and example. Lastly, go to the online forum to suggest ways that your community helps and supports its catechumens. And spend some time with exercise too.